Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a hump day Wednesday, 5 o'clock hour. You know, I stayed up till 1:15 this morning to watch the NBA, the doubleheader. Watch some World Series, too. Got game two tonight on 99.3 ESPN. This is how this season is going to go. Everything LeBron does is going to be controversial, whether it is poor play in the fourth quarter, everybody in panic mode because the Clippers are clearly the better team.
Already a game up.
Already a game up in the standings on the Lakers. LeBron saying afterward that this is not a rivalry when anybody who's ever lived in L.A. knows that it is. It's an important game.
It's not a rivalry.
It's an important game in Los Angeles.
Okay. It's an important game for the Clippers fans in Los Angeles.
I've said this before.
Again, like
it's important for both sets of fans. It's important to the Clippers, maybe not as much for the Lakers. I'll leave it at that.
You know, it's like Michigan fan and Michigan State fan. Michigan State's biggest rival is Michigan.
Yes.
Michigan State is not Michigan's biggest rival.
You're right, and that rubs Michigan State the wrong way. Well, there's a lot of there, what you
right,
say.
That's,
what you say,
yeah, that's the thing. It's like North Carolina State and North Carolina. You know, North Carolina State, their biggest game every year is the Tar Heels.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't want to get bogged down on that. I just want to get bogged down on the fact that, you know, LeBron opens his mouth. He gets criticized for it one way or the other. He talks about Hong Kong and China. That blows up to the thing. We've only played one game. Got 81 more to go of all this nonsense around the side of LeBron. And then Pete just pointed something else out to me that I did not, it was not part of the broadcast last night. This is this is audio slash video of the lights are down, the national anthem is going, and LeBron is screaming, pumping up people.
LeBron walks behind his players and does this.
Very disrespectful.
Well, I know it's the last 5 seconds, or so, but still, he was the only one that did it. I'm just saying.
Very un-American.
Just saying.
First of all, he's pro-China, pro-communist. Now he's anti-national. What's next with this guy? Just calm down and shut up and play and dribble and play basketball. Is that too much to ask?
Yes.
By the way, LeBron, your team stinks.
He was trying to play basketball.
When?
During
the national anthem?
It was the last 4 seconds.
It doesn't matter.
He was the only one that moved.
You don't clap.
He was the only one moving around doing
this. You've never clapped with 4 seconds left in the national anthem.
Let alone, I don't walk around my players.
I didn't
scream
and go, let's go! Never done that.
I mean, neither have I, but.
Because there's proper etiquette during the national anthem, and that is not proper etiquette.
I think we're getting a little nitpicky here.
No, but my point is it's all piling on, Chris. It's always something with him, and it's always like 6 different things at once. Yeah. This is what goes on with him, whether he's in Cleveland, Miami, or L.A. And we've only had one game. Mm. I'm already tired of LeBron. LeBron's becoming the new A.B.
Eh.
I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him.
I'm going to have to start rooting for him now.
Why? Because I'm tired of him?
Yeah.
Why would you do that just to spite me?
Hold on. Because goes on the list.
Yeah. Oh, let's add LeBron James
Craig
to the list
of hatred. LeBron James.
I do have my Craig's list of hatred. All right. Let's put it on there.
What was the other? We have.
Did you have other items?
Yeah. Other items from yesterday.
So far we have Julia Roberts, the stupid Patriots.
Oh, here it is.
John Denver, Willie Nelson, country music, umpire Jeff Rice.
Forgot to put on there Purdue.
Oh, God.
Italian pizza.
Pizza from Italy. I'm going to be more specific.
Yeah, because you got one from a hot dog stand.
Got two of them, and they both suck.
It's ridiculous.
I had one of the best pizzas of my life in Italy.
Have a DiGiorno right now.
Oh, God. You disgust me. Yeah,
fact.
Top it with a can of SpaghettiOs.
No, that's Chris's go-to move.
You forgetting something?
Time now for SportsCenter Rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse for home loans in Southwest Florida. Contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
Don't let us down, Chris.
All right. Breaking news out of the NFL. Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon done for the season. He has been placed on season-ending IR. We got game 2 of the World Series tonight. Another great pitching matchup. Verlander for the Astros. Steven Strasburg toeing the slab for the Nats. Had to get that in there. And then 22 NBA teams start their season tonight. Both Florida teams are in action at home. Heat hosts the Grizzlies. Orlando hosts Cleveland. Doubleheader on ESPN. First up, Sixers host the Celtics, followed by Portland hosting the Nuggets.
All right. Could you put Tuxedo Poo out of his misery? Is Tua's brother, the other Tagovailoa, going to play this weekend for the Alabama?
He might. I mean, Mac Jones is the backup.
All right. They're playing Arkansas. They'll be up by 40 at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. I think it's Tulia. Tulia Tagovailoa?
I got to learn another Talia, damn pronunciation Talia, with this family.
Talia Tagovailoa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Chiefs today just designated quarterback Chad Henne for return from IR.
There you go, problem solved.
So he started the season on IR after undergoing ankle. So there you go. Matt Moore can't do it. Chad Henne can. Josh Gordon out for the year. Not totally unexpected.
We've got that game on our Pigskin Picks for the Green Bay Kansas City game this weekend. We'll see how that goes. All right. So, if anybody, I'm curious if anybody had it. Did any of you listening right now stay up till 1:15 a.m. to watch the Battle of L.A. in the NBA season opener? I'm going to guess a lot didn't, and that's okay.
I didn't.
Chris didn't even do it, but it was his birthday. He was too busy eating a piece of bread and a meatball
spaghetti sandwich.
You ran out of gas in your grill on cooking your birthday steaks.
Yeah, propane.
And then so you went to the leftovers, which was meatballs, spaghetti, and a piece of bread?
Spaghetti and meatballs. I took the...
You ate with your hand, not the bread, but the spaghetti.
And it was cold.
No.
Well, you didn't even warm it up.
You ate with your hand.
No, because what I did was
I
grabbed
mitt.
The bread, and I would grab handfuls of spaghetti with the bread and just...
And just shove it in his pie hole.
It's a really strong move. Spaghetti sandwich, underrated.
I've never had a spaghetti sandwich.
It's called carb-loading, Craig.
Carb-loading?
Carb-loading.
What's the difference between... What's carb-loading?
It's loading up on carbs.
Carb-loading.
Okay, carb-loading. Like, you add an extra syllable
there. No, it's carb-loading.
Carb-loading.
Like Michael Scott eating fettuccine Alfredo before a marathon.
All right.
Raising awareness for rabies.
Grandmaster said, hey, if you ever need a fourth for your show, I'd be great for you, Craig. I'm tired of Pete and Chris ganging up on you.
Thank you. Who was that?
And there's national anthem etiquette. You are not getting picky.
Thank you. Thank you very much. When I put LeBron on the Craig's list of hatred, I'm not going to put LeBron specifically. I'm going to put LeBron's drama. That's what I criticize.
LeBron drama?
LeBron drama.
Le drama?
Le drama. Did you see the size of the Raptors championship rings last night?
They're big.
74 diamonds, 16 rubies. Carat weight is like 14 carats worth of diamonds. 650 total diamonds, most any of any professional championship ring. So this makes Tom Brady's rings look minuscule by comparison. Just throwing that out there.
Like, we've gotten to the point where every championship ring has to be the biggest this. Like, last year it was the first time that there was a reversible ring that the Warriors gave out.
Reversible?
Yeah, it like had like a ball marker on the top, and you could flip it over, and it had a blue and yellow diamond one side, and on the other side it was like, you know, white diamonds with the Larry O'Brien
won't that
trophy.
Break after a while?
That was my thought on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of those guys have other championship rings. So
most of them. Wow.
You look at there's a guy that lives in our complex that was a lineman for Joe Namath and the Jets, and he wears his Super Bowl ring often.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Does it look tiny?
It's night and day. Still beautiful, but.
Wow. Yeah, they were much smaller back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in all sports. I mean, just.
Yeah. Miami born and bred says spaghetti sandwiches are legit, delicious, and a must every time you eat spaghetti. I don't know about every time.
I
like to sop up the sauce with a nice garlic bread on the side.
But you never put the noodles on the bread?
I've done that.
I mean, it's the same idea.
Yeah, but I used a fork. Well, I guess I had to grab it with my hands like you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind. I stand corrected. Chicken Salad says that they're Canadian diamonds, so they don't weigh as much as U.S. ones on the Raptors championship rings. That's pretty good.
That metric unit.
Thank God that never caught on. Chris, when Pete and I were kids, we were threatened with the metric unit.
Here we go.
It was coming.
back in my day.
We were a fifth and sixth grade, but then it kind of died.
We had to take a metrics class.
It died a fair. It died an early death.
Because Americans didn't want to convert.
How terrible is a school system arming you with facts?
What facts?
Metric facts.
Don't care. Don't need it.
Yeah. Don't need it. Waste of time.
All the appliances were not in metrics. Nothing was in metrics.
Yeah. When I
Yeah, a measuring cup would be. It still is. You get, you know.
It cheats because it has both.
Yeah, it has liters and it has metrics on one side.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I was never going to do is I was never going to convert from Fahrenheit to Celsius. You could forget that right now.
And the formula is something times 9/5.
Something.
And then the other one's 5/9 when you convert. That was fine. I knew how to do it back in the day, but now it's
ridiculous. I mean, granted, 0 degrees Celsius freezing does make more sense, but I'm not doing it.
Never done a hash brown sandwich.
How would that hold together?
Who cares?
Oh, I've seen. You know what I've
covered
seen?
Covered and smothered.
But
right?
I've seen. You've seen these exotic burgers that will have like a hash brown type of patty underneath. I've seen burgers that have everything on it.
Yeah. Chris, as you screen the calls, I see we have a caller that wants to talk about the Patriots. What do I have to endure here?
Well, what do you mean, dude? Like you would any other call. Sean and Port Charlotte has his right to express his opinion like anybody else. Maybe he hates him.
He does.
Sean, okay. Let's talk about the stupid Patriots. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Again. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I was just talking to Chris now. Now, that's two of my trifecta that I prediction from week two. Antonio Brown was gone before week six.
Well, that was easy.
Josh Gordon by 8, and then Brady would be done by 12 with some kind of an injury.
Ooh.
So I'm two there to my guest spot on the show.
As long as you're looking at your crystal ball, does Tom Brady retire at the end of this year? That's what I really want to know.
Yeah. Well, let's see if I hit the trifecta. I said he'd be gone by 12.
What team do you root for?
What's that?
What team do you root for?
Don't answer that question on the rights that it might incriminate you later.
I'm from Michigan, so I grew up a Lions fan. I lived right by the Silver Dome.
Hey now,
but I'm a glutton for punishment. My favorite AFC team since about 1980 was the Chargers. So
Hang in there, Sean.
I wish your Lions, unlike you, Sean. I wish your Lions all the luck in the world this week against the Giants. I think you're going to win that game and be right back in the hunt.
Getting a lot of people defending the metric system on the text line.
There ain't nobody down here defending the metric system.
The 910 says ounces, OZ, pounds, LBS.
16 ounces is 1 pound,
makes more sense.
Right? 16 ounces
is
1 pound.
I grant you the metric system makes more sense. Everything, it's divisible by 10. It's simple. But we're not doing it. No. It was my typical response back then as I sit through many of my classes. Why am I going to have to learn this, and will I ever use it in real life? And
exactly.
The answer usually was
same
no.
Thing, and same thing with trigonometry.
Facts.
And calculus.
Yes.
And any other thing that gave me an ulcer.
I'm not launching rockets here.
Exactly.
I don't need to know trigonometry.
And I don't need to be told that I take pre-calculus or physics to be able to think properly.
Exactly.
No.
I'm a good thinker.
I was a master of the four majors by the time I was 7, and that's addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. That's all I cared about.
Yeah.
That's all I use today. I don't use a calculator to get through life.
I do.
I don't.
You just want to balance my checkbook.
What does the Fox say? 2 grilled Krispy Kremes as a bun and a burger. That more and more places are doing the donut burger thing.
I've seen that. A little mixture of sweet and salty. I probably would like it. I haven't done it. I don't want to waste a Krispy Kreme by doing it with a burger. I like a Krispy Kreme all by itself with a cup of Joe.
Well, Pete's Kryptonite brings up a good point here, though, on the text line.
All right.
If we switched to the metric system, we never would have had to learn fractions.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Is that true?
That's a great point.
You can't have, one half of an ounce. That's a fraction.
Snooty Pooch, you're correct. Half the stuff Pete knows is useless. Yes.
Fact.
Said that many times.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, all right. 3/4 then. Pile on.
Chicken Salad says Brady didn't take physics because apparently he doesn't know how much air to put in the balls.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Not bad.
Stupid.
239, Craig is so American that he refuses to be like anybody else in the world. Hashtag America.
Tell people there's only 8 ounces per cup. I didn't say anything about cups. I said the 16 ounces is 1 pound.
There you go.
Talk about cups.
Let's go to... Chris, what is wrong with your all caps? What's going on with your typing?
I'm on caps lock over here.
All right, let's go to Rich in Naples.
I'm trying my best.
You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, real quick, I was in high school in Puerto Rico, and I was forced to learn the metric system because there was no other system. So just wanted to pass that along. I didn't get to ditch it like you guys did.
Oh, no, we had to take it. We just, it didn't, I remember fifth and sixth grade, maybe fourth
grade.
Yeah,
we had to take it.
Yeah, we had to take it.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but you could get it out of your mind after. I was stuck with it the whole time I was down there.
Well, how'd it work out for you? Did you like it?
Do you still remember it?
Yeah, I still remember it pretty much, yeah. There wasn't any...
Your phone. You're calling from Puerto Rico. You lost your phone. Sorry. I'm sorry about that.
I'm not as opposed to the metric system as you guys are.
Why? Let me tell you something, Chris. It was really big before you were born. And as we know, anything that happened before you were born, you disregard.
If I said to you 33 degrees or 34 degrees Celsius, what would that be in Fahrenheit?
It's hot. That's very hot.
Mm-hmm. That's
up like 100
that's
degrees.
That's like an 80 degree day.
No, it's higher.
It's like 100.
Lower than 100, higher than 80.
90.
Higher.
5.
95.
Lower.
94.
Lower.
93.
Point.
93.
Right. Okay, 93 degrees.
Point 2. Give me another one.
Well, you got a your conversion rate over there?
Now, I will say... Oh, never mind.
2 degrees.
No.
There's
no.
One for you. 2 degrees Celsius equals what Fahrenheit?
Well, 0 Celsius is close to freezing.
It's 32 degrees, yeah.
So it's about, I'm going to guess it's about 37 degrees.
No,
lower.
Lower? 36. It's above lower. 32, right?
Lower.
It's above 32.
Higher than 32.
Right. I'm going to go 33.
Higher.
34.
Higher.
This is great radio. 35.
35 point what?
I'd rather go back to NBA assistant coaches.
Now you were about to say something and use your better judgment to not say something. Seriously, what happened? That's usually when we do our best radio. Something idiotic comes out of nowhere.
Well, what other metric conversion would you like? Kilograms to pounds?
Let me think here. All right, I'm going to watch some World Series. Let me bring this back to sports.
All right.
It's 90 feet from home plate to first base.
Yep.
Convert that to like a meter. I don't know.
Well, three.
It's about
1 meter 30. Equals 1 meter equals 3 feet. We know that.
So is it 30 meters to first base? Did I get that right?
All right,
the slab. That's 60 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah.
Convert that baby for me.
To what?
Meters from the slab to the home plate. I'm trying to reconvert this back to sports.
Trying to find
while
it.
You're finding out.
Oh, meters to feet. Okay,
you
meters
guys still
to
on this?
Meters
yeah, but it's
feet.
Sports related now because it's World Series. How many meters from home plate to the slab?
But the World Series is in America. If the Blue Jays were in the World Series, this would be a pertinent conversation.
239-337 ESPN. Neil in Lehigh. Fins up, Neil. What's
about
going
18
on?
18 and a half meters.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, Neil.
Hey, guys. First, I want to say belated birthday to Chris. Go Fins.
Thank
Fins
you,
up,
Neil.
Baby.
Fins up.
Yes. All right, so I just want to relieve a little bit of frustration. I'm so sick of hearing about the damn Patriots.
Yes!
Not my fault.
Stupid
and
Patriots.
All his crybaby receivers that quit or get hurt.
Yes!
Who's crying?
Brady. He's always crying.
He is when?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
I know. Let him finish.
Yeah, I just wanted Chris to kind of touch base as far as my lowly Dolphins. As far as cap room for the upcoming year.
A lot.
You're in good shape, baby.
No. I. That's the only thing we have to look forward to. I know we're tanking for Tua or Hurts, whoever. I was kind of wanting to know your guys' opinion on who would be better, Tua or Hurts. And, kind of the plan going forward. I'm looking for some type of silver lining here.
Well, first of all, Nick Saban told us who the better quarterback was. It's Tua, but you got to throw Joe Burrow into the mix, man. I'm sorry, dude.
No, that's fine. I understand. And I was just kind of wondering, Chris, are you a little concerned about these tightrope procedures that are getting done on Tua?
I mean, I.
Chris has never cared for the outcome of a physical being of an athlete.
Look, I mean,
he's just a pawn.
From everything that I've heard, this is not like these are two freak injuries that have happened to him. It's not something that's like, you know, a problem with his ankle necessarily.
He's genetically disposed to get these ankle problems.
I mean, I don't know. And last I looked up, there's going to be about $120 million in cap space for the Dolphins next year.
Oh, my God. That gave me goosebumps, fellas.
Yep.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
All righty.
Appreciate it, bud.
Every day, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, Neil, fins up. Thanks for listening. Ricky in Naples with a metric system update. You're on 99.3 ESPN.
What's up, Ricky?
What's happening, guys?
What's going on?
Happy belated Chris.
He says thank you. He's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Hey, just a quick thing. I was flying a couple weeks ago, went up to the Jets game and Jets Cowboy game, and United, what's up with this? They put 45 by 23 by 23, and then when you get there, they said centimeters, and then they charge you $30 for the bag.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Was it over, what do you mean charge you $30 for the bag? Was it over 50 pounds?
No. It's the dimensions. They put them in centimeters on the paper, but don't tell you until you get there.
You talking about a carry-on overhead, or are you talking about an actual bag that you check in?
I was going to carry it on or stow it away. It was an actual bag, and they were like, oh, you only get this per your ticket. And
yeah,
then you get
saying he checked in advance, but the numbers meant nothing to him, and then he got there and realized it was too big, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah I hear you.
Well, it said 45 by 23 by 23. My bag was 41 by 22 by 22. And then when you get there, they said that's centimeters. And then he charged you $30.
I was under the impression there would be no math on this part of the show.
My man's getting screwed.
I'd call him and ask. I mean, they're trying to screw the man. They're trying to screw you.
Exactly. All right, thanks for the call, my man. Hope you have a better time flying next time. Brian in Fort Myers. How about Willie Taggart?
Hey, Brian.
Gentlemen.
What's up?
Still waiting for Willie Taggart to get fired. I agree with you earlier. They need to go after a big hire. At least make some effort to try to go after a big name, even if the person says no, whoever it is.
Yes.
I mean, look at what Mac Brown's done and Les Miles, both in their first seasons, getting results at some programs that were looking terrible before.
Yeah,
that's true.
I wanted to make a point to Chris earlier saying he wouldn't accept the kids going to Duke.
Yeah.
You do have a daughter, right?
No.
No, he is.
I have two sons.
Two boys.
Two sons. Oh, I thought I misheard. I thought you, because I was going to say I've never seen a dad be able to say no to his daughter, so I'm wrong on that.
No, let me tell you. I'm in the free on that one.
Brian, let me tell you. Let me tell you what's going to happen in 15 years, okay? No, he's not going to say no to his wife, because if ever, or his other son, little Hank, gets offered a big-time scholarship to Duke, you know, and it's going to be, at that time, probably 200 grand plus to go to school for 4 years, if not more. And you know who young Chris in the other room is going to say no to? Mrs. B. You know, Sam's going to say, guess what, honey? He going to Duke. You don't like it?
This tape just for that day when it comes. Because as a Florida State fan, I hate UF.
Yep.
But if my kid wanted to be a dentist, I want them to go to UF. And that is all. You gentlemen have a great day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Skyline says zero Dolphin wins is still zero in the metric system. Fact.
Yeah, no, that's an easy conversion rate right there. No doubt about that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man.
All right. All right, more of your phone calls at 239-337 ESPN. Don't forget tonight, game two of the World Series. Astros hosting the Nats.
We'll preview it next, huh?
No. No, we're still going to do the NFL playoff picture.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, we are. We've been trying to do it for 3 hours.
Yes, we are. God. We've been teasing that for 4 hours. We're going to deliver Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. When I wake up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Speaking of 99.3 and speaking of our conversation about the metric system a moment ago, a brilliant point from this texter who I've now named the metric system. 99.3 megahertz metrics used daily by you clowns. All right, you're right.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
You added clowns.
It's funnier that way. We are going to be out and about. Our show is going to be on Friday. Sometimes we get texts. Hey, you guys ever going to do a show somewhere where we can come visit you? Got an unusual and a fun situation coming up Friday at Babcock National in Babcock Ranch for a live broadcast and barbecue. So come on by, good eats, and hang out from 2 to 6. This is when we'll be doing our show. Babcock National will be opening the first and only community to offer golf at Babcock Ranch. So go on out there. And again, we'll be doing our show. And that's Friday. 2 to 6, you're all welcome to hang out, get a little barbecue, and check out just the amazing place. Pete, you've been there before. You've raved about it since.
It's fantastic. It really is very, very nice. Great people. It's its own little community, mini city. It's awesome.
Yep. All right. Are we going to put our T's on a misery and if the NFL season were to end today, or you've stumbled across
across a great little site here. It's ranking the worst colleges in the United States by state, and I haven't gotten to Florida or Indiana yet.
Oh.
There's only West Virginia, as far as big schools, state schools,
West
Virginia.
Quick. Yeah. We talk about Josh Gordon being placed on season-ending IR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He commented on a post. Interesting.
Yeah.
What? He didn't know he was going to be placed out of service for the rest of the year?
He just commented. The post is from the NFL breaking. Josh Gordon placed on IR with a knee, and he commented, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He get caught smoking weed again, allegedly?
I don't think
so. Why do you have to go down that road?
Because that's his history. Well, that's his road. That is his road. Weed road.
Yeah. You're a mean person.
Oh, I'm just, you know, telling you how it is. All right. So we're going to do worse schools, or are we
going to
do...
I'm trying to... I'm trying to get to... They're not in any particular order. It could be in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to Indiana and then Florida.
What if the playoffs started today?
Yes.
Let's do it.
If the playoffs started today, then we'll get back to my little... Oh, I can't get to it. There we go. All right, playoffs start today. Start with the NFC.
Yes. Niners.
49ers and the Saints would be your 1-2.
Nice.
Wild card round, January 4th and 5th. The sixth seed would be the Minnesota Vikings playing at the 3-seed Packers.
Hey, NFC North.
NFC North battle.
And you would have...
Three teams, huh?
Yeah, three teams getting in from
then
there.
And you'd have the 4th-seeded Dallas Cowboys... welcoming the Seattle Seahawks.
Sounds about right.
Sign me up for that game again.
Yeah.
Right
now. Good game last year.
No doubt.
You go with
Seattle should have won. Had their kicker not pulled a hammy.
Still on the hunt would be a bunch of teams, including the Panthers, Rams, Bears, Cardinals, believe it or not, at 3-3-1 all of a sudden. Eagles, Lions, Bucks, Giants, technically still, again, 2-1, but you know how it goes. AFC, Patriots and Chiefs, you won 2.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep.
And now,
oh, thank you, Snooty Pooch. List. All right, go ahead. Next.
Oh, that was a breaking news sound.
No, that's the list. That's your list music, since you're running down another list.
Oh, thanks. AFC, Patriots and Chiefs, 1-2. Your 6-3 game right now would be the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. Oh, Deshaun and Lamar.
And
that's sweet.
Then your 5th seed would be the Buffalo Bills traveling to Indy to play the Colts in the 5-4 game.
Ooh, Josh Allen and Jacoby.
Marquee That's matchup.
Raiders, Jags, Titans,
so that
Browns.
Would be the
5-4 game.
The ESPN game. The
Saturday afternoon
is
all
Saturday
you need to say.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, probably would be.
Yep. Hey, that might be a hell of a game.
All right. Well, yeah. Somebody's got to play Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, very good.
What do you want me to do?
All right, now you stumbled up the, worst colleges.
Yeah,
is your thing loading?
Okay, here we go. Indiana.
Why do we have to start with Indiana?
Because I'm going.
I mean, we're not going to do all 50. Do we need a list?
Okay. No.
Yeah, this would be a list. Hold on.
Right, yeah, fired up.
And don't ask me to go in alphabetical because I'm just going up with this.
Can you go in alphabetical order?
Okay, Indiana.
List.
And now, a list.
Worst schools in each state.
Yeah. The worst one I've seen so far for a state school is West Virginia. Actually, West Virginia is the worst school in the state.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Accurate.
And they give the reason.
They don't want to count that.
Indiana says Indiana University / Northwest.
Oh, that's in Gary.
And it says the reason, Indiana University, Northwest has some pretty great professors, but it still has some stuff to work on. The average graduation rate is 28%, and students walk away with almost $22,000 in loans. The good news is that the median salary is $36,300.
Yeah, okay. Here you go. $22,000 in debt. You don't get a degree, and you get a job that pays $30,000. Good luck. Have a nice life. And don't forget to donate to the boosters every year. Next!
I'm
loading.
Massachusetts. New England Institute of Art. And it says, with MIT, colleges have an incredibly high bar in Mass. New England Institute of Art is the worst of the worst, according to Washington Monthly. The median debt for this college is $30,600. 60% of the borrowers defaulting on the loan. To add to this, only 36% graduate.
All right. Pause. We have breaking news.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got breaking
Real
news.
Breaking news.
Well, yeah. It involves our listeners. Can we have breaking news for this? Chris? What do you think? Man, you just don't want to work.
I mean, come on, guys.
It's 5:39. Chris has got to put out the door on Hump Day Wednesday. I think this is worthy of breaking news.
Oh, yes.
Breaking news!
Don't do it.
Don't do it. No, they're not worth it that
much. Breaking news! All right, Rob Yucatan, our texter.
Rob from Yucatan.
He said he just kidnapped newly engaged guy. If you listen to this show every day at this time, you know who we're talking about. Makeshift bachelor party tonight at the Lightning Penguins game. He's driving, LOL.
What? Go to Mons Venus.
Which is right across from the football
stadium.
He's driving. Stadium.
How do you let the guy making a bachelor party drive?
Well, you drive up there. You don't drive back.
That's a long Uber trip back.
Oh, got more.
So newly engaged guy is Mike.
Breaking news! More breaking
news! Is this real?
Kind of. The 2023 NBA All-Star Game will be in Salt Lake City.
And nobody's excited about that. Either the bars are closed at 10. They don't serve alcohol. I mean, that's a dud.
It'll be in Chicago this year.
And that's a good time.
Indian 2022.
Fantastic setup for a basketball event.
Wow.
Yeah,
they do a great job with Final Fours in Indy.
Hold on. I'm not saying anything bad about the setup. The setup, I'm sure, is fantastic. I've been to a Final Four in Indy at the RCA Dome.
Okay.
What's that mall right there?
Mall?
There's a big indoor mall. They gave like all four schools their own section of the mall. It's really cool stuff. But is
Union Station?
But do NBA players want to go to Indianapolis and Salt Lake City? Do they want to go to Miami and Las Vegas and Los Angeles and Houston and New York?
Well, Chris, when you make
and Chicago,
when you make $39 million a year, you can go there anytime.
No, but you're forcing these guys to go there at that point. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
More college, get to North Carolina. I'm going through ones that I think are relevant. North Carolina. What do you think the worst school is in North Carolina? Never heard of this place.
High Point.
Chapel Hill.
Shaw University.
Shaw?
Not many people graduate from Shaw.
As
a graduation rate of 25.4%, students have an average loan of $28,044. Not great, since a six-year salary is only $29,200 after just 3 years.
Circle Center Mall.
Oh, okay. We've got another update. We don't have to do the stinger. It's Rob Yucatan again showing a picture of them driving a newly engaged guy on his bachelor party. The reason that he's the newly engaged guy's driving is because his fiance Willie doesn't allow him to drink on weekdays, even at his own bachelor party.
What?
He's so whipped.
No, you guys got to go to Mons Venus.
What? That's the second time you've promoted that establishment, Chris.
Tell Cinnamon Chris said what's
up. His fiancé refuses to let him drink during the week. You're not even married yet.
Tell Cinnamon Chris says what's up. That is hilarious.
Come on, man.
Just saying.
Okay, I finally get to Florida.
All right, what's the worst school in
Never
Florida?
Heard of this college.
Hold on. Hold on.
What?
I know this college. I had a buddy play baseball there. Forget the name of it. Say it.
How do you know?
Just say it.
Edward Waters College.
That's not what I was thinking of.
There are a lot of bad things.
Stetson?
And the synopsis is
Stetson's a very good school. I mean, you're going to graduate with a lot of debt.
I'm just taking a dig. Yeah, digging.
I almost went there. There are a lot of bad things about Edward Waters College. First, it has a low 19.6% graduation rate.
That's criminal.
Second, six-year post-graduation survey show a 25,000.
Can you imagine that orientation? Everybody, look three people to your right, three people to your left. One of you will graduate.
Six-year post-graduation survey showed $25,900 median salary. Finally, it's expensive. Students walk out there. $22,558 worth of debt.
Highway
Edward
robbery.
Waters College loan default deficit is 21.7%. I don't even know where that is. Where's Edward Waters College? I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Somebody knows.
Chances are, if nobody knows where your school is in your state, you're probably not a great state or a great school.
It's
in Jacksonville.
Is it?
Is it?
What a shock.
Terrible school colors. You know what? Never mind.
I have a new thing to add on my
list. It's right by a Popeye's chicken.
Nice. Well, that's convenient.
Right on West 5th Street.
I might have to add something to my Craigslist of hatred. I just saw on the crawl that Drake had his own championship ring designed.
He's an employee.
Well, then he should get the one everybody else gets. Employees get rings. But why is his got to be special?
Oh, he got his own special ring?
He got
ring?
His own, like it's fancier than what the players
I'm
got.
I'm sure he paid for it.
You think he did?
Oh, please.
At least the difference.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Getting texts.
Oh.
Lots of I can't believe that he is driving to his own bachelor party. I can't believe there's no exception being made by the lovely
Willie.
Lady at home.
Willie.
Saying, yeah, Willie about, still don't know her middle name.
Willie!
About you're talking about she won't make an exception at his bachelor party, which is odd to have it on Wednesday anyway, but I'm sure the Tampa Bay Lightning game came into play. Why not stay overnight, have the next day off?
By the way, what's the over-under in that Lightning game tonight?
The total?
Yeah.
Oh, you get the Bolts and the Pens on the same ice together. Goals are going to be a plenty.
Take the over.
Yeah.
I have no clue if what I just said makes any sense.
No,
but
Bolts have been struggling out of the gate a little bit.
Tonight I got a
Andre Vasilevsky.
I got
best in the league.
I got an NBA parlay tonight. I got Sacramento -2 against the Suns. I got Utah Jazz -8 against Oak City.
I gave him my opening night NBA parlay of the year last night, which hit. I gave you Toronto -7. Yes, all right. Squeaked it out in overtime, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
And I gave the Clippers.
Sleepless in Seattle says that is not a bachelor party, driving up without drinking and going to a hockey game.
What are the odds that he doesn't have a drink?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to guess. Maybe it's a possibility. I think he's afraid of his fiance.
That's not good to be going to a marriage scared of anybody.
Look, bleeding ears from Game of Thrones.
Respect
just
is one thing.
And he says, what's the over-under on the length of the marriage? That's not a very positive outlook.
Respect tonight, is one thing.
Tonight I'm laying 7.5 for the Pacers over the Pistons, taking the over 217 Denver-Portland game, and I'll take the 6 points with the Celtics in Philly.
I'll take the 6 points with the Celtics and take the Nationals and the over tonight. Three-team parlay, $10 a win you back, $10 a win you back, about over almost 70.
Pay for play checking in. A bachelor party on Wednesday. That guy's the worst. Everybody has to work tomorrow.
Oh, I think it's the hockey game.
He deserves the worst bachelor party? That's not very nice. All right. We actually closed out with actual sports. What you got coming up next?
It was hockey.
The bachelor party?
Well, no, the odds on the game. I did NBA. You did World Series.
He
threw in some hockey that he didn't know anything about.
Nope.
Pretty solid effort. Also need to let you know that the Pro Watercross Championship is coming to Sugden Community Park in Naples, October 31st through November 3rd. All the info on
got some sick texters.
Free event is up at 993ESPN.com. Brought to you by Naples, Marco Island, and the Everblade CVB on Florida's Paradise Coast. Sheeman and Shepherd, 993 ESPN, and the 993 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Go there tonight. Watch Game 2 of the World Series. Be a lovely time at the Ultimate Sports Lodge. Great food, made from scratch menu, 29-degree beer. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy birthday, Weird Al Yankovic, 1959. Mm. Pele, 1940.
You remember his real name?
We did it the other day.
It's a long name.
Well, my short-term memory is gone. Do you remember it? No.
No, it's too long.
No.
Johnny Carson was born on this day in 1925. Oh. You know, he's no.
It's actually National Talk Show Host Day because of that reason.
Yes, sir. Doug Flutie was born in 1962. Mm. John Heisman was born in 1869. Legalized the forward pass.
And thank God for that.
They named a trophy after him. Also on this day in 2000 was the Monday Night Miracle, in which the Jets were down to the Dolphins 30-7 going into the fourth quarter.
Never forget that. It was unbelievable.
Dolphins lost 40-37. Yep. Fins down. Pete, what you got?
World Series ties lowest ever Game 1 rating.
Really?
Second least watch Game 1 ahead of 2014. Down 11% from last year. Among the 10 lowest rated World Series games of any kind. D.C. turns in highest MLB rating since 2001. Game beats Lakers Clippers by 240%.
Hmm. In that market?
No. In
the, oh, nationally?
Nationally.
They were competing with the NBA.
He just said it beat it by 240%.
Beat it. The World Series game beat the Lakers Clippers by 240% in the ratings.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
My bad. Totally my bad. All right. Chris, what you got?
All right. So the Knicks have already lost at Life, and they haven't even played a game at home yet because this year there's the Chester spot presented by Cheetos at Madison Square Garden, where they will be serving a Cheetos ice cream sundae.
All right. I'm the ice cream aficionado on this show. I don't know if I'd be combining that with Cheetos.
No, you wouldn't because it's a terrible combination.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Hmm.
All right. That'll do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Almost.
That'll not do it, ladies and gentlemen.
World Game 2 coming up tonight. World Series.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Catch the fever.
Toeing the slab.
Oh, love it.
All right, now that'll just about do it. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Thursday. Looking forward to all that. Thursday Night Football. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, grinding it day after day. God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.